I'd like to introduce from... Oh, what city are we from? Oh, from Ojai. Oh, lovely. The Ojai Underground Exchange in Ojai, California. Please welcome Bernie Larson.
Hi, y'all. How are you doing? This is my first Far West, and it's amazing. Yeah. I wanted to thank Peter Krantz and Carrie Appel, Julie Zipper, and Russell Paris for making it so easy. And it involved being tied up, but it's worked out for the best. Underground Exchange is a little 50-seat intimate venue in Ojai. We've been there 2.5 years with my partner, Cassidy Linder. Her name is Larson now. We got married 2 years ago, 2 weeks ago. Thank you. 2 weeks ago. But anyway, these guys, the Rose Valley Thorns, play our place regularly, always bring great bands with them, always fill the place. Well, we watch them progress and progress and progress. Actually, Josh was one of the first people to work with us at the place when we opened up. And they just keep progressing and progressing. So please give them a warm round of applause. This is the Rose Valley Thorns.
What's happening, folks? All right. Everything live here?
Yeah.
I think I hear something.
I hear noise.
Good enough for me.
Ready, boys?
Yep.
One, two, three. Lord, send the angels for my darling and take her to that home on high. I'll wait my time out here on that love and come to you when I die. The wind is blowing across the mountain. My time. be angels for my darling, and take her to that home on high. I'll away my time out here on earth, love, and come to you when I die. And come to you when I die.
Yeah. Thank you very much. We're the Rose Valley Thorns. And there's no place that we'd rather be than right here playing music for you guys. We got Corey Heiberg on the bass here. We got my brother Jared Bergman here playing guitar.
My brother Joshua Bergman here on mandolin.
So lately we've been on this traditional bluegrass kick, so that was a bit of a representation of that. But we play original music as well. You know what? My original writing, I've only ever been able to write songs that are like pretty directly applicable to my life. You know, around here you got some amazing songwriters. You know, I think of a guy like Michael McNevin, who just like paints these amazing songs of these like amazing characters and develops them so well. I've never been able to do that. I can only write songs about me personally,
which is not picturesque or any of that stuff.
This next song is about being a broke musician living in a van.
There you go.
We call this Broke Swing.
Ready?
One, two, three.
I'll tell you, I ain't got much money. There's four tires on my estate, but I've been hustling and busking to be able to take you on a date. Got the budget for one or two cocktails. We'll find a friend to give us a smoke. Speech is free, my guitar's in charging, and I sing better when I'm broke. And if I won the lottery, if I'd a million to spend, you and I, we'd still be right here, satisfied at the end. I won't lie about the Ferraris, and the yachts don't seem like a bad time, but I got a few other ideas, not one cost a dime. So what's the retail price for romance? How much does your eye contact cost? Take my hand and we'll find the line, baby, and then we'll jump across. And if I won the lottery, if I'd a million to spend, you and I, we'd still be right here, satisfied to the end. Simplicity's gone to the wayside these days, and I don't see why. There's nothing I'd rather do than kick back in the suite by and by. Speak now if you'd rather not bother. Say the word if this isn't your style. Put the look in your eyes with excitement. We can find a way to get wild. And if I won the lottery, if I'd a million to spend, you and I, we'd still be right here, satisfied to the end.
Thank you.
So on that note, if you feel inclined to hire us for any of your shows or anything like that.
The van just got out of the shop, so.
That's true. The shameless pitch. I've got no qualms with that whatsoever.
Yeah. Can't have much pride being a musician, right?
But yeah, seriously, just reach out to me. You can find me on the social medias. We've got our band up on all the and all the medias, all the streaming platforms, and all that good stuff that we just love to interact with so much, don't we?
Yeah, it's my favorite part.
Yeah, it's the best part about being. That's why I do it, really. For the Instagram fame.
Bluegrass and Bluegrass and Instagram fame go hand in hand.
Oh yeah. No, we've been struggling. In that regard. This song is about that struggle. It's called There's an App for That. Well, I left my home and my family, my life in a humble pack. My six string and my mandolin head down to the railroad track. I predict the life of a rambling man, but the banjo's in B flat. Buy a ticket from the conductor, but you need an app for that. Oh, you need an app for that, it don't matter where you're at. Now I'm longing for the good old days, I ain't one for this tech craze. But time ain't turning back. I'll just use my thumb and my feet to get me there. Some fella stopped and told me to use a new ride share. I said, thank you, sir, but how about you? Can you help me where I'm at? He said, no way, you just use your phone. You got an app for that. Oh, they got an app for that. It don't matter where you're at. Now I'm longing for the good old days. I ain't one of this tech craze, but time ain't turned in back. Gave up and I got the 4G LTE streaming. Convinced myself that simpler days are all far off by dreaming. Still I feel I don't belong this maze of racing rats. Now if you wanna end it all, they got an app for that. Oh, they got an app for that. It don't matter where you're at. Now I'm longing for the good old days. I ain't one for this tech craze, but time ain't turned in back. Birthday just made. Thank you.
So like, share, and subscribe.
Maybe some of y'all in the folk community can identify with that sort of thing, huh? Thanks so much for having us here, guys. Thanks to Bernie and the Underground for selecting us to represent them. It's a real privilege. Okay. Let's get a little bit more serious now.
Here we go.
Gotta sing something sad before the before the night's over. No, this is an important part of my artistic perspective, and it's an important part of the way I express myself musically and my songwriting and all that stuff. So I feel inclined to share it with communities as respectful and listening as yourselves. Not something I necessarily announced the bar gigs, right?
Yeah.
2 a.m.
And that's the fact that I have muscular dystrophy, and below this. Beneath this sleeve, there is no bicep or tricep, and it makes
makes pounding out bluegrass songs as fast as I can a little bit extra challenging. That's something I deal with every day. And, well, I bet a lot of you know well Rachel Sadaka and her struggles with her son, and, you know, she's on my mind a lot. And this one goes out to her. It's called Old Bones.
People keep moving forward, expectations lowered to try again with unhealed wounds to tend round and round we go, drowning in the flow, trying to make amends while trapped in the undertow. But these old bones, you know, they keep on rolling stones and keep on moving mountains. These are old bones, they keep rolling stones and keep on moving mountains with every inch accounted. Stones and keep on moving mountains. These old bones, they keep a rolling stones. Though every bump my body screams, moving boulders full of bad ideas and shoddy dreams. Some days the pain is difficult to redeem, and in more ways than one, things ain't always what they seem. But the weight of these stones, so the spade will never break. These old bones. And busted gears, crushed by collapsing tears. This body may resemble a shack more than a temple, but importance of the practice, while many buildings lack this, my walls will never break, the hills of my will to quake. And these old bones, you know, they keep on stones and keep on moving mountains. These are old bones, they keep rolling stones and keep on moving mountains with every inch accounted. To atone for, would you lend me some? Mine were stolen years ago. You can question me all you want, babe, hell if I know. While reaping the rewards of supposedly what you sow. But the weight of these stones or the spade will never break these old bones.
Thank you. So that one goes out to Rachel and her son, George. All right.
That was beautiful.
Let's lighten it up a little bit, huh? Peter just told us two more. We only had one more planned for you, so we have to come up with something.
Well, heck. I'm just going to have to write something on the spot.
You can do it. Could do One Wing Crow.
Yeah, let's do that. That's a great song.
Or we could do an instrumental.
Ooh, now we, like,
yeah. Yeah? Should we do another original tune, or should we do we could do an original instrumental, the best of both worlds.
There we go. Let's do that. Do it. Yeah.
But if we play the one that we have in mind, I don't know if I can handle playing
one
it.
After. Yeah.
Decisions.
I have muscular dystrophy, okay? I have to choose very carefully what song's going to play. All right. I wrote the song about a girl.
Yeah.
It's called One Winged Crow.
Ready? One, two, three, four.
I forced myself out of bed and upright. I hear a beautiful sound, a song being sung ever so sweetly, projected so purely from the sky. I turn my gaze to the heavens, expecting an angel descending down. But a one-winged crow was chirping at me, piercing me with his one eye. Well, obviously, things ain't always what they seem. That one-winged crow and a beautiful girl, beware of the way the siren sings. I crept along the sidewalk and continued on my day. What an eerie feeling I felt when I caught eyes with a beautiful girl whose stare saw my soul where it dwelt. Piercing green eyes and a face so fair, beauty beyond compare. But I asked her name, and the green it turned to black, and she spoke with a voice from my nightmares. Well, obviously, things ain't always what they seem. That seductively and makes a fool out of me. Well, obviously, things ain't always what they seem. That one-winged crow and a beautiful girl, beware of the way the siren sings. Oh, beware.
Thank you. No hard feelings.
Yeah, it's fine now.
Yeah, you're friends now, right?
Yeah.
I wrote three songs in very quick succession about this girl.
Yes.
First one's about this beautiful affection that I'm being overwhelmed with. It's called Waterfall. Beautiful. About 2 weeks later, I wrote a song called Venomous.
On an electric guitar.
And I was not done there. Shortly after came One Winged Crow.
Endless source of inspiration.
Yes. All right, guys, thank you so much for being here, for listening to us. Thank you for having us. I wish... Yeah. I really wish that we could be here all weekend and hang out with you guys, but we're heading to Vegas.
Yay!
And now to play the Viva Las Vegas Festival this weekend. Yeah, it'll be a good time, but I really wish that I could hang out and spend some time with y'all, but I'll be around tonight at least.
Yeah.
Again, we got Corey Heiberg on the bass here. Got Jared Bergman on this old git box.
My brother leading us on mandolin, Joshua Bergman.
Want to send him off with some nice, fast, pounding bluegrass, Jared?
I think that's the only way.
That's the idea.
Boys, ready?
Again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew. They call it that good old Mountain Dew. And then that rough you said off you. I'll hush up my mug and it fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew. Well, this Roosevelt told me just how it felt when he heard that the dry log on through. If your whiskey's too red, it'll swell up your head. Best stick to that good old Mountain Dew. They call it that good old Mountain Dew. And then that refuse it off you. I'll hush up my mug and I'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Rolling my sweet baby's arms,
rolling my sweet baby's arms, rolling my sweet baby's arms. Gonna lay around the shack till my mail train comes back. Gonna roll in my sweet baby's arms.
Oh, where were you last Friday? When I was laying in jail, walking the streets with another, then you wouldn't even go my bail.
Rolling my sweet baby's arms, rolling my sweet baby's arms. Gonna lay around the shack till the mail train comes back. Rolling my sweet baby's arms.
Thank you very much, everybody. We're the Rose Valley Thorns. I'll see you all around.